I am here with State Representative Avery Bourne. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
So sessions are going on in Springfield. You want to give us an update on how it's going?
Sure. So we have two more weeks scheduled for session, which means that if we're going to get everything done by May 31st, we've got a lot of work to get done in these next 2 weeks. So I think that what we've seen over the past couple weeks is that we have had test votes thrown at us and they haven't really gone through the process. And we've seen kind of the frustrating part of politics that I'd heard about going into the legislature. And now I'm getting to see it play out. And really, our tactic with this has been that if we don't get to read a bill and if we don't get to discuss it thoroughly, then we're just voting present or not voting. And so I think finally we're getting to say we've had enough of what's been happening in Springfield, and we want to have real policy changes and real discussions. And so hopefully that's what we can have over these next couple of weeks, because we have some major challenges in Illinois, which I'm sure no one would be surprised by. And hopefully we can start making some policy changes that help turn those problems around and get the state back on the right path. So we've got a lot of work to do in these next couple of weeks. Hopefully we can get it done.
So you gave me a great analogy earlier about the high schoolers that you were talking to.
Yes. So I've had the opportunity last week to speak to a couple of high school classes, and they were getting ready for their finals. And so they were a little bit worried, and I think maybe I was taking up some of their study time. But I told them, in explaining what's happening in Springfield, it's kind of like in high school. So they are studying and cramming for the end. And that seems like that's what we're doing in Springfield. We have 2 weeks left. It's finally crunch time. And we're just now getting down to the real business of what we're there to do. So they looked at me very surprised that that's how it works in adult world too. They're getting down to studying, and they looked at me like, okay, all right, well, maybe we're not doing something that's so different, but they probably expected better, and I think we all expect better. So hopefully we can get something done.
So last time I talked to you, you were kind of frustrated. Is that still kind of the feeling? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, I think I'm optimistic. I'm frustrated by what's been going on in Springfield, but I knew that going in, and that's why I decided to get involved. So certainly I'm still optimistic, because I think that there are a lot of really well-intentioned people who have come into Springfield. And we have a group of 15 actually freshmen on the Republican side of the aisle that I've gotten to know. And we all have the same sense that there's a lot to do, but we're hopeful that something can get done. And so because I think we're hopeful and optimistic, we've been even more frustrated by dragging our feet, because we know that there can be big changes and we know that we can all come together with a solution. We just wanted to get it done like last week. So yes, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm optimistic that something will get done, but we really have been waiting to see when that comes about.
So as far as some specifics on like what was going on last week,
mm-hmm.
Can you give me some specifics on some bills and stuff?
Sure. So last Tuesday, we had another committee of the whole, which is where the whole House of Representatives comes together and listens to testimony. And this time it was on tort reform. So we got to hear some victims of medical malpractice and some people who had benefited from tort lawsuits and their testimony, which was really important. It's important always to hear from those who are legitimately harmed and really can benefit from our tort system. So we spent all day listening to testimony on that. And then the rest of the week, we had some votes that, again, like I mentioned, were just not real bills. So one was on right to work. It got zero votes. And so I think it's really easy to tell people that these are fake bills when they're getting zero yes votes. These are the kind of bills and proposals that we're wasting time on. Is right to work something that has been discussed? Yes. But, you know, if a policy proposal is going to get zero yes votes, why are we wasting our time on the floor debating it? Why can't we get down to something where there can be consensus and we can have real debate? And so there was a right to work vote on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we had a vote on a property tax freeze. What these bills are proposals that are meant just to get people to vote one way or another, but aren't actually meant to be real changes. And they're not going through the true process of what legislation should go through. And so it's been frustrating that we're spending our time on bills that we don't get a chance to debate and that don't get a chance to go through the process and that we don't get an opportunity to have real policy discussions about.
So are these non-budget related bills?
Right. So right now our main priority should be passing a budget that's responsible. And we haven't seen that process. There are budget working groups that are coming together and hammering out solutions. And I think that we'll see the product of their work coming up soon. But yes, right now we're spending time on things that are not budget related and that are not working towards the big picture. And so hopefully we can get to that soon.
I just keep thinking of the procrastination analogies.
Yes.
Like, I'm just on Facebook and Twitter and I need to work on my final paper, but I'm just going to do all these other things that don't relate to it.
Yeah, it kind of seems like we're putting it off until the last second, which is frustrating. But also, I think that if we're going to spend our time on things other than the budget, we need to make sure that we're still working towards that responsible budgeting process. No one at their home would be able to lay out everything they're going to do in the next year without first looking at their budget and first deciding what the responsible way is for them to spend their money. And so that really should be our priority before we think about anything else. That's what I would do with my budget. That's what you would do with your budget. That is what responsible budgeting, and really, if you're running a household, that's how you would do it. And that's how we should also think about running the state.
All right. Well, any insight as to what's coming up other than the obvious continuing in budget sessions?
Yeah, so I think we'll be there quite a while. I've heard that there will be probably a couple more of those bills that we discussed earlier coming up this next week that are simply there to be fake bills where they're trying to get us to vote for something that, again, has not gone through the process. And so it'll be interesting to see if those get called or if it's just kind of a threat out there without any action, because hopefully we can really get down to some big policy changes instead of having these votes that mean nothing for the state of Illinois other than we're wasting taxpayers' time and money and not getting down to real solutions.
And as far as the June 1st deadline, how set is that? Because you keep saying, you know, we may go into summer.
Hopefully it will get done. Yes. So we're scheduled to adjourn May 31st. From what I'm hearing, there are people who are still optimistic that that can happen. The majority of people I'm hearing from are not optimistic that that will happen. And so what can happen is after May 31st, they can call us back into special session. And I think the drop dead date is July 15th, because that's when payroll hits and we won't be able to pay people anymore. And so July 15th, I think, is the absolute last day that we can count on being there. But hopefully we can get done a lot sooner, because I know that I would much rather be getting around the district and meeting people and talking with people this summer than stuck up in Springfield.
Yeah. And on that note, one of the other times you were here, you were talking about special interest groups. How are those going?
Yeah, so we're putting together advisory groups on different issues ranging from agriculture, education, healthcare, veterans, senior citizens, young adults. And so if people are interested in those, they can always contact my office at 217-324-5200 or get in touch with me over email or online at repborn.com and let us know if you're interested or if there's another group that you think would be beneficial for me to hear from on different policies and things that are happening in the district.
All right. Have you had a lot of input and interest in those?
Yeah, so we're building them up and we have, I think, members of each of those groups so far, but we could always take more. And also, we haven't yet met because we're busy up in Springfield, but we're planning a week this summer to meet with all of them once and figure out where we go from there. And hopefully each one will be individually driven based on the issues and kind of what's happening in each of those policy areas. So I'm looking forward to meeting with them and getting to get real input from people in the district on things that they're passionate about, things that impact them directly, and also what makes those policy areas unique in the 95th.
All right. Well, anything else you would like to add?
As always, if there's anything that I or my office can do, just contact my office. Again, it's 324-5200, or come and see us in Litchfield or in Carlinville.
Well, I hope your sessions start going better and you get things done.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here.